Welcome to our latest Catholic News podcast, and we've got an interesting topic today and an interesting guest, because I'm joined by Jeffrey Chongo, who is from the Jesuit Centre for Theological Reflection in Zambia, and we're going to be talking about various things to do with Zambia. Primarily, we're going to touch upon China and China's influence in Zambia, because obviously there's the Justice and Peace Conference this weekend, 20th to 22nd of July in Swanwick in Derbyshire, that Jeffrey will be attending, giving a presentation at. So, Jeffrey, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, Jeffrey, when we talk about Zambia, perhaps China isn't the first country to spring to mind. Tell me a little bit about how China is influencing Zambia and its trade and its economy.
China has a huge presence in Zambia. Since 1991, after the economy was privatized, was put in, you know, private hands, there has been a huge presence of Chinese investment. And mostly it has been in the mining sector. As you might be aware, Chinese economy has been growing in the last few years, and their demand for natural resources is quite high. So they've brought in capital to invest in the mining sector largely, you know, to just see how serious they are about getting natural resources. At the height of the financial crisis in 2008, we had a few mines that, you know, reduced their operations. There were some that even closed. But it was during that time when the Chinese actually bought those mines, and they have even expanded. They've built processing plant in the mining sector. So their presence is huge, but they have also gone into other sectors like, you know, farming. They are buying huge tracts of land to open up commercial farms. They have also gone into trading, unfortunately displacing a lot of, you know, small traders in Zambia because they are selling goods cheaply. They've also gone into construction. Our economy has been growing at the rate of about 6% in the last few years. So there's a lot of construction going on, and they are winning most of the projects, constructing roads, houses, hospitals.
Tell me about the impact of that strong influence on the people of Zambia, the good and the bad.
At the national level, I would say the impact has been tremendous. Before the mines were privatized, they were in government hands. They were run down. Equipment was gone. Copper production had declined to the levels of about 250,000 tons per year, when in the early 70s, we were producing up to 700,000 tons per year. So the mining sector was in a mess, but right now we are now producing 750,000 metric tons of copper annually, partly because of the increased investment. Of course, that brings into, you know, the revenues, foreign revenues that we need. So that is massive. Of course, there have also been a few jobs that have been created by the Chinese investment. However, the concern there is the quality of jobs that are being created. Mostly it's the lowly paid jobs. China has a tendency of coming with their own people to do jobs that even Zambians can do. That's our concern. The safety of miners is always in the media. We have a coal mine where miners have been working without protecting clothes. Actually, they tried to demonstrate last year. The Chinese bosses fired at them, they shot at them. So the concern there is labor abuse. On the other hand, in the trading sector, I think there's been a lot of displacement of local traders. Just recently, in one of the small cities in the eastern part of Zambia, a Chinese shop was almost set on fire, except for the quick intervention of police officers. This just goes to show the level of frustration that, you know, small traders are, you know, having because of the Chinese investment. And the general feeling is that probably this kind of investment should be guided. It should go in sectors where it will create, you know, big impact.
Well, Jeffrey, you've mentioned displacement of people, which is obviously worrying. Mm-hmm. What percentage of the workforce is Zambian?
Our labor force in Zambia is said to be about 6 million. Okay, 6 million of our people are in the labor force. But it's reported that only 10% of that labor force is informal employment. Okay, only 10% of our population can wake up in a day and know where to go and supply their labor. Over 90% of our people, 5 million or 4 million plus, do not have formal jobs. They are either in trading, doing small-scale farming, you know. Yeah, that's a picture of the labor force.
Is the problem that they are kind of therefore anonymous and their rights can't be protected, their whereabouts might not even be known either? Is it because there's no regulation and no protection for them? Is that the concern?
Regulations are there, but I think the challenge is enforcement. Recently, the president was quoted of saying that we should not blame Chinese for bringing labor from China to come and do odd jobs in Zambia, to come and do jobs that Zambians can do. We should not blame them. Instead, we should blame our immigration officers who give them permits to come and work here. Meaning, there's a law which prescribes what type of labor to bring into Zambia. So the law is there, but the problem is enforcement.
Jeffrey, let's talk about your work specifically. How are you working in and around this issue?
Chinese investment is a topical issue in Zambia. Sometimes there's a lot of resistance to single it out because really there are a lot of other investors from other countries who are investing in Zambia and probably are also to some extent doing some of the wrong things that we are seeing in Chinese investment. So sometimes there's some negative reaction when you single out China. We have tried to hold a workshop of some kind to try to understand Chinese investment in Zambia and how we can best benefit from that. But really there's been some resistance to say we can't single out China. Our role is to help government come up with, you know, policies that will guide Chinese investment and foreign investment so that Zambians benefit. One of the areas that we have been focusing on is taxation of the mining sector, and not the Chinese sector alone, but the mining sector. Just to give you a picture, in 2009, the mining sector had a turnover of $5 billion. The Zambian government only, you know, received in tax revenue $500 million. So we are saying to the Zambian government, we can't have such a situation. The reason why we are not collecting a lot of tax revenue is that government has given mining companies, including investors from China, a lot of tax exemptions. And we have been hard on government. Just this year, government increased mineral royalty from 3% to 6%. Just this year, government introduced a law that barred the Minister of Commerce to offer additional tax incentives from the general ones, because the previous legislation allowed the Minister of Commerce to offer additional tax incentives from the ones that are already existing. Now we said the ones that are already existing are generous enough. We don't need additional. And additional ones normally brings in corruption because it's up to the minister to decide when to offer, even if it's not in the best interest of Zambians. So what we are doing is we are working on influencing government tax revenue so that we get more taxes from the mining sector. And with the new government in power, we've seen some progression, but there's still some work to be done. On the issue of employment, we have challenged government to come up with a policy that will limit the number of foreign workers that an investor can bring in. We have 90% of the labor force that is not working. Some of those are qualified. So why can't we make use of our labor force? In terms of trading, the Chinese investors who are trading, they have access to cheaper capital. They have Bank of China in Zambia. They just go there and get capital cheaply. Zambians, we have to get money from our own banks where capital is very high. The interest is as high as 30%. Now, where can you find a business where you will have such kind of a return to be able to pay the loan? So we are working with government on how we can reduce interest on loans so that people can access. So those are some of the things that we are working on with government to help to improve the lives of our people.
So, Jeffrey, to sum it up from what I'm hearing, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily the negativity of China's involvement. As you say, you've seen productivity increase mm-hmm. an incredible amount. Mm-hmm. But it's actually what you're driving at is we need a fair deal for the Zambian people.
Exactly. We need to be in a position where we negotiate fairly with China. China is just taking advantage of our weakness. We can't entirely blame them. We have a blame to, you know, a part to take in the blame. Yeah.
Do you see a time when there will be a fairer solution?
I want to remain hopeful. I want to remain hopeful. This current government, when they were in opposition, they just came into power last December. They were so strong about Chinese investment. And actually, the Chinese investors were scared. They thought probably they would be chased out of the country. They said they would work on the labor issues so that people are paid fairly, people are treated fairly. But we have seen some inertia. Of course, just last week, when I was already here in England, I hear they've revised the minimum wage for people. There are some signs of improvement from the government. So I want to remain hopeful that we can address this issue. China's got capital. We need them. But at the same time, we have resources. They need us. So let's make this a win-win, you know, situation. At the moment, it's not a win-win situation.
Jeffrey Chongo from the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection in Zambia, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Remember, for all our very latest news, features and multimedia, visit www.catholicnews.org.uk.